Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's going on, man?
And Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
Welcome. Thanks for joining me, guys. For anyone listening, stick around after we talk about a couple songs. I've got a great interview with Jason, whose new album Everybody Works is out and I absolutely love it. And she was gracious enough to bring, I think, 5 or 6 song recommendations. So we talk about her picks for cool. Best New Music. But before we get to that, we have a huge release from none other than former or maybe still One Direction bandmate, band member, who knows, Harry Styles. Still One Direction band member, Harry Styles. Dropped his first solo single.
Yeah.
It is called Sign of the Times. It has nothing to do with Prince. Which is a little weird, but has everything to do with David Bowie and a lot of other classic British rockers. But Jason, this is your pick.
It is.
Why don't you talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, so Harry,
you followed One Direction for years. You're a big directioner. And so what are your thoughts on listening to like Harry's first foray?
Well, I think that the most important thing about it, and I'm writing something currently, and I hope that it turns out okay. I think the most important thing about it is that it's not like rushed or undercooked at all. Like it's very,
it does not sound like Rush at all.
Well said. It's very ambitious, and I think it really does work. And I think it's ambitious, and it's not a perfect song. It's a little long. It's basically just two oscillating sections of the song, like the chorus that sometimes changes, and then the verse in falsetto, or the bridge in falsetto, and that gets a little. Then it eventually gets that kind of second bridge, but I think that it's really cool. Like it's super bombastic and very, like I said, it's just like shooting for like timelessness.
Yeah, it's very dramatic.
Yeah, and I'm all about that. I think that what's cool about it when I was listening to it is it's so removed from like current radio trends. And Zayn and Niall, who have put out solo singles, are totally in that world, like in different aspects of that world, where Zayn is more of like R&B pop and then Niall is very like singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool that they're all doing completely different sounds, and I can't wait to hear this album. This album might not be good. It honestly might. I think this song works.
That's
but
not
it's,
an option, Jason. Yeah. This album will be good.
But this is a tricky thing to pull off.
Totally.
Like to have this like super earnest, like super huge British like power ballads. Like that's a tough thing to pull off. But I think that this is a great first step. I can't wait to hear more. Like it's kind of how I felt after Pillow Talk came out. I was just like, I can't wait to hear more of this stuff.
So, yeah.
What are your thoughts, Lindsay?
I heard it, and my first thought was that I sort of felt bad that he had to be in One Direction then, because like where was all this hiding? You know.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool and great for him that it gets to come out and that he gets to do it on his own terms. But yeah, I was listening to it and it is long. It's like nearly 6 minutes, right?
Yeah.
But I like when it picks up. It was a little slow to start, so I wasn't that into it. But that the middle hook where it gets a little more rock is what I liked.
Cool. Joseph?
I'm into it. I mean, I'm not like in love with it. I feel like it's one of those, I think it's inevitable to kind of as we've already done, like, make that Zayn comparison. Like, when I first heard Pillow Talk, I was like, it's just so immediate, like, the, not to just talk about Zayn, but, like, you know, like,
just
the,
talk about
let's
Zayn,
just talk
fine.
About Zayn. The intro is, like, so, like, such a nice, sensual, slow build, and, like, yep. It's an anthemic chorus. It's more immediate, and it sounded like something that you could hear on the radio, because The Weeknd was doing similar things on radio. Like, what Harry's doing here, like, there's nothing on radio like this.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's also just, it's not as hooky, and it's not as, like, contemporary sounding, so, like, I think this is the kind of song that, like, at least me personally, I need to sit with for a couple days before I, like, really figure out, like, how much I like it. I do like it, however. Like, I think it's good. His voice sounds incredible. He definitely can, like, there's no worry that he, like, can't carry a song vocally. You know, it's very polished. The production is very intricate. I mean, the only, like, real fault that I have with it on, like, a first few listens is the kind of, like, wow thing at like maybe 1.5 minutes into it is like way too close to like Space Oddity. It's like like have influences, but like don't wear them that like obviously on your sleeve. Like hide it a little better. But otherwise, like it's a good sound and like he sounds incredible on it and it's very earnest but not lame. So I'm into it and I'm very curious to see what the rest sounds like.
It kind of reminds me of, I mean, I don't think we talked about it on the show, but I'm obviously a huge fan of Lorde's new single Greenlight, and you know, something that doesn't really sound like she had radio in mind at all, and it's offbeat but really compelling, and I feel like that about this song, where I give points like just personally because it is kind of outside the realm of expectation. Like we talked a couple weeks ago on the show about the Zayn song with Party Next Door, and how, and I feel kind of bad we're only like Harry's like, it's kind of inevitable we keep making these comparisons, but we talked about that song and it that sounded exactly like it was like we talked about, like, oh, you could envision Drake making this, and even though he has these influences of like David Bowie and Queen, and but like it's not self-conscious, and I like that.
So you mentioned Lorde's Greenlight. Little tidbit for those listening, we did a spin class recently, Lorde's Greenlight came on during it. Jason was like, "Yeah, Lorde."
Yeah, this is 100% true. I was cycling behind Joe.
You were eating my dust.
I was eating your dust.
If this Harry Styles song comes on in spin class, what are you going
to
do?
I don't think I would like that. No, unless it was like a remix.
Yeah, that's
fair. It'd have to be during like the cool down, right?
Right. Yeah.
Too mellow.
That would be a pretty good cool down song. Yeah, I agree with that.
I guess I'm curious what his intention with this is, just because like everyone keeps saying it's not really made for radio. And I think a lot of times artists who are going solo for the first time try to get on radio. So I'm curious to see. It just seems like it was mostly for himself. Like he really wanted to set the tone for who he is.
Yeah. He wants to be like seen as like a real artist with like good taste, I guess.
Yeah. It makes sense. As he moves on and moves forward in his solo career, like I don't think he really cares about, I mean, you can be a huge rock artist without getting like pop radio play now. Like it's more of the norm to break and you know play huge arenas and not really care. Like look at like bands like, you know, like Muse doesn't get radio play. Like Bastille had one song that did. Yeah. Like they're all playing like the 1975, another like a band
that's a good example.
Like these bands don't have like hit singles in the US, but they're still big. I think that's kind of the route he's chosen for himself, or at least based on this one song.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good point. Do we see this, predictions, we've already kind of, you know, do we actually see this getting top 40 play? Like, is there, you know, I'm sure it'll make a big debut, but, like, is it going to stick around?
I think it could. I mean, I think that sometimes there are artists that kind of cut through and there's so much excitement about them personally that, like, I think of something like Adele, like, you know, like Someone Like You was like a huge song and it's not like it didn't really fit in at radio, but they still played it. Same with Hello, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, but it was just kind of like this force of personality. I don't know if it's hard to say because Harry Styles, like he has a ton of name recognition, but doesn't have that track record as a solo artist. So I don't know. I would guess probably not, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I would guess no, but
same.
I could see that something in this vein that was maybe shorter and had a stronger hook could be, like, maybe the second single from this
yeah.
is gonna, like, be something that radio would take.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we'll find out. All right, well, let's listen to the song. The song that everyone's talking about. Harry Styles' Sign of the Times off a forthcoming untitled solo album. Just stop your crying, it'll be alright. It's only that the end is near. We gotta get away from here. Just stop your crying, have the time of your life. Breaking through the atmosphere. Alright, that was the new, well, not just new, but the only Harry Styles song in existence right now.
Yeah.
At least it's been released. So let's talk about, that was a Harry Styles song that we all pretty much like. Let's talk about something that is terrible. No, I'm just kidding.
There's
a new Jack White song. It's called Battle Cry.
That's not terrible.
It's not great.
Well, I don't even know what it is.
Okay,
so,
it has a very interesting backstory. Well, before Lindsay talked about it, we should say Lindsay is like a huge Jack White fan.
I am. And Karen Elson, his ex-wife, was here walking our halls yesterday.
Did you meet her? I missed it. Oh, Lindsay.
Bummer.
But she, after Karen Elson left, Lindsay went out and was kind of like sniffing the hall and yeah, like trying to kind of like get some of
feel her presence.
Get that smell. Yeah, like, I feel like I had a good time.
Was this
the glass of water she was drinking and then kind of like
I picked through the garbage and found her Kleenex, so
yeah,
it all worked out.
Yeah. Sell it on eBay, man. That's
That's for myself. Anyway, though, to the song. So, because this is the must-hear music podcast, mm-hmm. I had to do some research to sort of justify why I picked this not-so-great song. It's only 2 minutes. There mm-hmm. are no lyrics, and I don't love it, but...
So what is it?
It's basically just, like, chanting and some repetitive guitar licks, but it's for a short film, and... The film features the Detroit Tigers, I think it, like the second baseman or something. And Detroit is his hometown. It's all weirdly connected.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is that not what it's called?
Baseman.
But baseman.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
Sports.
Sports. Hashtag sports.
So, yeah, it's connected to the film, and it's also set to play at the Tigers' opening game. So Jack White going commercial with sports.
But it's also, there's a charitable element. So there's like some Native American chanting that starts, like battle cries, actually, war cries. And then apparently part of the proceeds are going to the Native Wellness Foundation. So that's a thing.
There's
that's
a lot cool. to digest here, except for the little music.
Like promo movie for it was weird.
I didn't even watch that.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Good to know. Can skip that one today.
But as like a Jack White obsessive, like, do you feel let down by this? I mean, this is like the first new Jack White music in years.
Yeah, so I do feel let down. Yeah, Jack.
Well, you can say whatever you want. You. Like, he's never going to listen to a podcast because we're not going to put it on wax for a Victrola. So there's no chance that he's going to hear about this.
Okay, well, in that case, Jack. I was definitely disappointed. And I also don't know if this is, like, I don't think this is at all connected to he's supposedly working on an album. I don't think this is connected in any way, so I still have very high hopes for what would be his third solo album.
Yeah.
So for me, it was a must-hear, just because anything he does, I need to immediately go listen to.
Yeah.
And I mean, people in the indie world are also, like, very excited just to have something new from him.
Right.
Because it's like a rare sighting when you get a new song from mm-hmm. Jack White.
It's true. It's like he's running through the woods. And you're like, wait, was that Jack White?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think that the White Stripes will ever, ever, ever play a show together?
Nope.
I think that's true. I don't think they're ever going. It's just terrible. They were like, honestly, like maybe the best live band.
Yeah,
I've
you
ever
saw
seen.
Them.
Like I saw them twice, and I mean they're just incredible. Like, and he's great live still, but just
yeah,
like,
I've seen him live a couple times. Like, fortunately,
the chemistry they had together was so good. Ugh, I miss Egg. Them. I mean, Egg. I like his solo stuff though, but yeah. No, I thought, yeah, it's not, like, a great song, but it is, like, you know, it's a song for a sports anthem-y thing, and, like Prince did a similar, well, it didn't sound the same, but,
oh, Purple and Gold?
He had a song for the Minnesota Vikings that was, you know, another, like, genius making kind of just a goofy one-off thing.
That was a very silly song.
That was a very silly song.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. But and a song you can't find anywhere now. It's like,
really?
Well, I guess at least when it's not on Spotify, it's not on iTunes or anything.
Is it on YouTube? I feel like it must
be probably
on YouTube.
On YouTube somewhere.
Okay. We'll listen to it after this.
Anyways, did you have thoughts on Battlecry, Jason, or?
No, it's just, you know, it kind of is what it is. It is what it is. I mean, cool, he's riffing a little and he's supporting baseball and all right.
All right.
That's all I got.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of this tepidly endorsed song, Jack White Battlecry. All right, that is a new Jack White tune. My pick before we go to the JSUM interview is the new Banks song, which is called Crowded Places. She just had an album last year. This is a new single, so cool, great. I think we've talked about Banks on this podcast before, like, but way back, long ago.
We're big Banks heads.
I love her. She just has such a good voice, and like, there's something about it that's so like vulnerable but like strong. It's like fragile but strong. I think this is a great vocal showcase for her. It's very, like, laid back isn't the right word, but restrained and, like, has a, you know, it's like a timid sound, mm-hmm. but, and she just, like, does, you know, like, oh, it's almost like there's different vocal parts to it. Like, there is a chorus, but, you know, it sounds like she's aiming for, like, entirely different vocal stylings, like, at three different parts of the song, and, you know, she does all of them beautifully. It's just, it's a great... you know, not the kind of thing that's going to really get on the radio, but it's just kind of that like late night, sad R&B, breathy sort of thing, which I'm always there for.
You're always about that.
I liked it. I was not a big fan of her second album, but this definitely seemed like less dramatic and more relaxed and mm-hmm. more inviting to me. I agree with you. Yeah, her voice has always been a standout. I think that sometimes she gets a little... like less, I don't know, her second album, I just didn't think it was very engaging.
Yeah, I hear that.
But yeah, this, I'm surprised she's already back with new stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm wondering if it was maybe for the second album and just didn't get on there, because it does seem, yeah, you can look into that.
Did you dig it?
Check
what
it out.
What was your take on it?
I thought it was okay. I'm not a huge Banks fan to begin with. I like mm-hmm. her music, and this was the type of thing I'll listen to once and probably not again. This is the second week you've given us some down-tempo crying music.
Wait, what is it? Oh, Laura Marling.
Yeah.
That's true. I'll try to pick up the pace, I guess,
feeling
next
okay,
week.
Do you want to talk about it?
You know what? You can't see me, but I'm crying right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, I think what you were saying, Jason, like, I wasn't a crazy fan of the last album she did. And yeah, there's something, like, I like voices like hers, but yeah, when the music is a little overproduced or too dramatic, I'm kind of, it turns me off a little, so I like that this like takes a little bit of a step back.
I feel like
a little more intimate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like she kind of has, she can find a lane in there. I feel like that's kind of where I struggled with her second album. I think her first album, like, she had this very defined sound and persona, and then it just didn't really develop on the second one to me. But yeah, I like this one.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's listen to a little bit of it. It's called Crowded Places, and it's the new Banks.
Come with me, I'll take you home. It falls to death, so talk with me. This life, what if...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If it's you and me,
All right, that was the new Banks, and before I toss it to Jasem, which was awesome, as I said again, and please do check out her album, Everybody Works. The bus song is remarkable. Thank you, Jason and Lindsay, for swinging by.
Yeah, of course.
And talking styles. Talking
Never
Harry.
Go out of styles. Yeah. I will, since we always tease next Friday's, or next mm-hmm. week's episode.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
New Kendrick coming.
Oh yeah, new Kendrick. So next time we come around, we'll have a Kendrick. So, all right.
Can't wait.
Okay.
Maybe a new Jack White song in support of another baseball team.
Yeah, or
you
football.
Never know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he could do a Detroit Lions song. That'd be cool.
Sure, that's a team.
Detroit Red Wings.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Since he listens, I'm sure he's writing all this down.
Yeah, he's like scribbling.
He's like, good idea. The Lions.
Yeah, he has his feather and a little ink bottle, and he's scribbling away on parchment.
Love it.
Okay. All right. Well, here is the Jasem interview, and let's cut to that. Hey, this is Joe Lynch on the Must Hear Music podcast, and I'm sitting here with Melina of Jasem. Your new album. What's your second one? Right, Everybody Works.
Technically, yes, it's my second album,
but it's kind of like your breakthrough.
Basically, like a debut album. I wouldn't consider the first one an album, to
okay.
be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's just dive into that. So why not? So why is the 2015 one not like an album in your eyes? Is it kind of just like a demo warm up?
Yeah, basically, like initially, it was just a collection of songs. Just like I picked 9 songs out of like 20 from a list, and I didn't like think about the track listing or anything. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm gonna put these demos together so that people can listen to it. I wasn't thinking about like how people were going to listen to it or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And so how did you approach the new one, Everybody Works, differently?
I guess more of a traditional way. I did think about the track listing in order this time and like how cohesive everything is and like how the art kind of connects to the music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also being aware that it was reaching a wider audience than before.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really beautiful album. I love it. Bus Song is probably my favorite. I'm just curious, like, is that in particular, like, is there a story behind that? Or, like, where did that one come from?
Just, like, a simple song about being patient. It's just, like, a conversation between two friends.
Yeah.
Just talking about figuring everything out. And seeing if there's more, you know?
Yeah.
Some romance in there, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little romance. So I saw you at South By, and it was an excellent show. What has it been? I feel like, you know, like, your first not really album came out in 2015, and, like, this one is, like, really broken through. Like, what has it been like to see, like, the change in the audience? Like, do you notice, like, you know, like, I guess people probably know your songs this go around. Like, what is it like seeing that growth?
Yeah, post-album release has been just so overwhelmingly, like, satisfying and good. Like, especially with this tour when it started, like, every single show has been so fun. And, like, there have been more people coming to the shows and, like, people singing along. And it's just been a pretty, like, positive reception so far, and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah. Well, you seem very relaxed about it. Is that your general mood?
I feel like I have to be relaxed because, like, I'm, you know, underneath I'm like freaking out.
Yeah.
Like every single day, like, something new happens, and I'm just always shocked.
Yeah,
I have to, like, keep my cool. You
right,
know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The artist cool, the aloofness,
but not too cool where I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
Right.
But I do care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what are the kind of things that you care about? Are we talking politics? Are we talking personal life stuff? Like,
I care about treating people nicely.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
That's a good
being
one.
Being good to your friends.
Yeah.
Being nice to other musicians.
Well, that's, I mean, Kurt Vonnegut's main life advice was, God damn it, you have to be nice, kiddies. So,
wow.
I think that's like a good, like, one thing, like, to go by.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, you graciously brought some recommendations for songs that we can talk about. So let's talk about Girlpool, the song 1, 2, 3. So I saw them at South By. They're so good. I love their live show. What is it? I mean, I guess, do you want to talk about it? Like, what do you like about them? What do you like about this song?
I love them so much. And I actually saw them for the first time, too, at South By. And I actually met them, too. And
they seem really, really sweet.
Oh, yeah. Cleo and Harmony are so, so wonderful and like the nicest people ever. And they're so talented, just gifted with music. And I think that their live set is so, so good. Like, they have a drummer and like an extra guitarist now. And I think that 1, 2, 3 is like one of my like favorite Girlpool songs.
Yeah, it has like a soft whispery start and then kind of like works its way up. And
yeah, and I like it, just like, it just explodes. And
right.
I love
yeah.
Their voices are so together.
I know. Yeah, and watching them live was weird. I'd also seen them for the first time, and like their stage banter, it really just felt like watching two people like could have been like in their living room just like hanging out, and then they start playing and it's great.
Yeah, it's so nice to see
so
people
natural.
Having fun.
Yeah.
On stage, it's important.
It is. Yeah. Do you have fun on stage? Or?
Never. I'm so depressed on stage. Yeah. I'm just like, I just need to get out
just
of
like,
here.
Kill
hate
me.
All these people looking at me. Mm-hmm. No, I really do have fun on stage.
Yeah.
I think like 15 minutes before the show, I'm always super nervous and like shaking.
Yeah. But do you have a thing you do to like get rid of the nervousness? Like little habits, tics, smoke a pack of cigarettes.
I cuss a lot, like really loud. I don't do vocal warm-ups, which is really bad, so I just do a string of curse words.
Nice.
Really loud.
It's kind of a vocal warm-up.
Yeah, and then we have like a pre-show ritual where right before we get on stage, we do a cinnamon roll, big group of people, and that usually helps.
That's cool. Wait, what's a cinnamon roll?
Well, it's like, if there were more people around us, you would see, but like everyone gets their right hand, and we just do a
that
little
sounds,
cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
And then you go, cinnamon roll. Like
wow,
that's
delicious. Sound. no, I just want a cinnamon roll.
Me too.
Yeah, let's send it out. Okay, so, all right, well, let's listen to a little bit of that. So, Girlpool 1, 2, 3. All right, let's also talk about, so you did a song from the Courtneys, the song is Tour, and you just played with them, right?
We're actually on tour with them.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay. We're like in the middle of our tour with the Courtneys, I think. We have like 2 more weeks left with them.
And how has that been? How have they been?
It's so nice.
Yeah, I assume you picked the song because you like them, not because you're going to be like, they are the worst.
Yeah.
And I hate spending time with them.
No, they're actually like really, really good people. Super intelligent. Just fun to be around. Feel like we've all just like warmed up to each other. And it kind of feels like science camp. You know, where like you go to camp and then you meet all like your best friends and then you have to leave. It's like very sad to think about because you get sad thinking about it in the middle of it. But I love seeing them every night. And Tour is my favorite Courtney song.
Yeah. What is it about this one that you like in particular?
I love the vocal melodies. I think like at its core, it's just a really good pop song. And I just love the way all three of them sing together because they're not like completely similar when they sing, but like they mesh together very well. And like every time that chorus comes in, it just makes me go crazy.
Yeah. Go wild for it.
Yeah.
Were you a fan before you started the tour of them with them, or did it kind of like, I mean, like how does that work out? Like,
We had like a couple, I heard a couple songs from them prior to the tour. But I wasn't, like, really listening to them.
Yeah.
But we do have the same booking agent. So,
okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
But
all right.
I love them.
Yeah. No, that's a really, they're a band that, yeah, like I keep hearing like the name and I've only heard a couple songs. So mm-hmm. I need to dive in further.
Do it.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. Right after this podcast ends. Yeah. Do you double dog dare me?
Double dog triple times a million.
Damn. Well, now I have to do it.
That's a lot.
Or, yeah, exactly. okay, cool. Well, let's listen to Tour from the Courtneys. All right. What else do we have? Oh, Hoops. The song's called Rules. Yeah, I laughed when I saw these. Okay, so for anyone listening, J-Sum's publicist is the same as Hoops' publicist, so I emailed her, and I was like, did you force her to pick this song?
Let me tell the truth.
What's the tea?
She forced me. No, I'm just kidding. She said, you better put Hoops on. No, I actually, I really love Hoops. I didn't even know that we had the same publicist
right.
when I first started listening to them anyway.
Wow. Yeah.
And they are so good. I'm friends with Drew, and he's just one of my favorite guitarists out there now.
The guitar playing is, and like, this is a weird comparison because they don't sound anything like it, but I was listening to it and I was like, it's kind of like Dire Straitsy. Like,
yeah,
it has that like spindly like 80s thing.
That's his music. Like, that's his music taste. It's all that.
Yeah.
Just like that funk guitar.
Right. It's great though. I mean, and like the whole sound is just like, you know, like the vocals like kind of sound like they're coming through like a radio or like something like that. Like, it's this kind of like brittle beat. It's just like it's very different. There's obviously a lot of forethought put into it.
Yeah.
So good pick, Jacqueline. Thank you. yeah. So Hoops Rules. Yeah.
Yes, I love that song and the guitar line and just everything about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just keep getting better too.
Yeah.
And I actually saw them live for the first time at South By too.
And how were they?
Ah, so good. Mm. It's like even better live.
Really?
Yeah.
I should go see them.
Yeah.
Were there any other things you saw at South By that you were like particularly taken by?
Like bands?
Yeah, like bands.
Well, there was Vagabond.
I did not see them.
I love Leticia. Yeah. Vagabond was great. They did like the Pitchfork Day Party thing before us, and we got to catch their set. I also saw Half-Wife.
I like them, but I did not see them.
They're so good at their instruments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nandi's really good at singing.
That's an important thing if you're in a band.
Very important. Yeah. And then I included Alex Knapping too.
Right. But yeah. Well, we can move on to that. Well, let's listen to a little bit of the Hoops Rules and then talk about Alex Knapping. Okay, so as you, nice segue, Alex Knapping. This, I was not familiar with this artist at all, and the song is called Living Room. So tell me everything about Alex Knapping.
Yes, everything. Another South By artist that I discovered. It's all South By artists. Mm-hmm. I think she recently signed to Father Daughter Records, and it's like one of my favorite labels. A lot of my friends are like on it and friends with like the founder, basically.
That's cool.
And I just love Alex Knapping's music. Like, she's very good at writing just solid tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And this one especially, because there's like a repetitive kind of line that she says over and over again that I would put on loop a million times.
Mm-hmm. I love the voice. I mean, that was the first thing that like kind of took me, and the name like is a really fitting, like Alex Knapping. Like, I was listening to it and I was like, I would enjoy like a Sunday afternoon like drifting off to sleep like listening to this.
Yeah, they were very good live too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So many new bands I have to check out live.
Yeah.
But yeah, the voice is incredible. So what is she like, Brooklyn or what?
I think she said she was based in Austin for like 7 years. I hung out with her last night. Mm-hmm. I think she lives here now.
Oh, okay.
Like she's been here.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is so sweet. She's the best.
All right.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of it. So another South by Discovery, Alex Napping Living Room. All right, and last, and I don't think least, at least in your reckoning, Spirit of the Beehive, song's called Big Brain. I think this one's like a little departure from the rest of it. Like, this one's a little more, like, cacophonous, like, loud. It reminded me a little bit of the Breeders, or, like, some of, like, maybe, like, pod-era Breeders type mm-hmm. stuff. I liked it, but, like, what is your, like, take on it? What do you think?
Well,
why'd you pick it?
First of all, I am the number one Spirit of the Beehive fan ever.
You're the fan club number
yes,
one member.
Yeah, I think I talk about their music all the time. And anytime anyone asks for like a recommendation, it's always Spirit of the Beehive.
You're like the beekeeper, basically.
Yes, no. Yeah. But like a lot of people like them too. They're, mm-hmm. they're like from Philly. But what I like about them so much is that they are just in their own world, in their own music world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like there's no one else that's doing what they're doing right now. And like the production and like the writing and just like the interplay between all of the performers
mm-hmm.
Is just so fresh and unique and also kind of insane.
Yeah.
Like their album that just came out, Pleasure Suck, it's like riding a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely an experience.
Yeah. And live, are they like insane?
I haven't seen them live yet, but like members of my band have. And
yeah.
Yeah, I have to do that before I die.
Yeah, you've probably got a lot of time then to sure. check that off the list. I liked this. And their visuals are like crazy too, like just like weird, like kind of, I don't even know how to describe it.
Like but their music videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like this animator that does their music videos and it's so cool.
Right, it's like very, I wish I could think of good words, but, and that's like my job and I 100% can't right now.
Who cares about words?
Yeah, words. It's like good and stuff. I don't know. Just look it up.
Yeah, Google.com.
You guys have the internet. Just figure it out. Yeah, Bing. Yeah, Bing it.
Bing.
But yeah, all right. Well, let's listen to a little bit of Spirit of the Beehive. Song is Big Brain. All right, that is all the picks we have. Thank you for doing. I really appreciate whenever someone comes by and has great recs, because I like getting new music in my life. You know,
yeah, there's like too much music out there.
We were having this conversation the other day. Some of the people who I do this podcast with, and it's like there's so much new music that it's like hard. Just like, at least in an album sense, I feel like I'm always behind on like listening to full albums.
Yeah.
Like maybe I can listen to a couple tracks from a band, but I'm like, there's so many albums that come out. How do you keep up? I mean, you're like, you know, you must be like constantly on the road. Like, do you keep up on
I think
new
I keep
stuff?
Up when, like, especially if I see the name mm-hmm. everywhere on the internet or
yeah.
like, I really only like word of mouth recommendations too.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you have to check this out because I think you'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, it's also kind of a compliment, but it's also kind
right.
of like a good thing because,
totally.
You know, someone knows that you would like it.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure when you end up liking it.
Yeah.
But I don't search for music anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know, everything's so accessible that.
Right.
Yeah.
You just like turn off. You're like, ugh, too much.
Yeah.
Done with it.
I've been listening to old music lately too, so.
Like what kind of stuff?
the music that I used to listen to before, lots of like early aughts pop
mm-hmm.
stuff. Been listening to Britney Spears a lot.
There's that's That's perfection.
Genuine.
Yes, I love. I went to an all Britney night at a bar last month.
Really?
Or maybe 2 months ago, but it was pure pleasure.
Ooh.
It was like the best 3 hours of my life.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it really was.
I wish I was there.
Next time, I'll give you a heads up. Yeah. Actually, it was a special surprise appearance from Lance Bass. There was
no.
It was that. Do you know? I think it was industry. No, it wasn't industry. It was one of the Manhattan gay bars. And
ooh.
Like at 2 a.m, Lance Bass like slinked in and like hung out a little bit there. And
that's
was
so
like,
cool.
It was like a highlight of my life.
Did you meet him?
No. I didn't want to like
hey,
be
Lance.
Like yeah exactly. I should have just done a like walk by and like hey Lance,
yeah.
Nice to see you again. Everyone played it surprisingly cool. Like no one even asked for a selfie. So I was
that's
like
good.
For like drunk 2 a.m. Like I was impressed with everyone yeah. in that bar for showing some self restraint.
Respect.
Right. Anyways, so yeah, as we've said, a lot of music out there, but you should 100% check out J-Sum's Everybody Works. It is a great album. She's shaking her head. She's like, nah, yeah, just listen
it.
To Britney
listen to
instead.
All the music that I said you should listen to. No, just kidding.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I'm a fan, and cool. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you,
too. Appreciate it.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.